Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith Herbert here, Pensacola Business Radio. I have in my studio today Mr. Megan Jackson and Ms. Tanya Vaden, both from City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So I'm just going to let y'all take it away. Let's talk about Parks and Recreation with the city, because I know you guys, you all do so many different things, right?
This
is Tanya's question, right? Go for it, Tanya.
Well, we have hundreds of activities, literally hundreds of them, and lots of resource centers and different recreation centers that you can get out and play in Pensacola. We have community centers. We have a tennis center, a golf course.
We have a golf course here?
We have a golf course.
Really?
Yes.
Where is that?
Osceola Golf Course.
It's over on Tonawanda Drive.
Yeah, it's actually outside of the city limits. Right. So a lot of people don't actually associate it with the city of Pensacola.
Yeah.
But it is a city of Pensacola run property. And it is a fantastic course. It's an 18-hole championship golf course. Huh. It is recently renovated. They have new greens out there. And of course, you know, in the 2014 flood, we had a little bit of damage out there. So they've even gotten a newer little facelift out there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So how many, and I think I've had this question answered before, but how many parks are in City of Pensacola?
Within the city limits, there are 93 parks and open spaces.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. It's actually almost unheard of. A lot of communities don't have near the number of parks.
Yeah.
And we literally have a park almost within I think almost every citizen within the city limits is within a half mile
of
a park from their home.
Very cool.
Yes.
Okay. And Megan, you run probably one of the coolest ones, huh? Or hang out there the majority of the time.
Yes. Yeah? Yes, I do. I'm over at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center. We do have a public park that is open for anyone to come out, have a birthday party, things like that. We have pavilion area. People come out and fish all the time, take amazing photos out on the pier.
Yeah. Really cool place for sunsets.
Yes. Yeah. I agree. Very photogenic.
Yeah. So talk to me about being able to rent out and all that, because you want to let businesses know that they can use this, or weddings or facilities or whatever.
Correct. We are a multifunctional facility. So not only do we rent out for different types of events such as weddings, conferences, fundraising events, and even Mardi Gras crew balls, just to name a few, but we do offer a variety of programs. We have a free computer lab and library, a weight room. It's only $1 a workout.
Wow.
Or $10 for the month, and 50 and over is free. So definitely opportunities for you to come and spend time and get fit with us. And we have other classes there as well.
So, and I asked you this earlier because I know it's always a question that people ask, but you have a fully functioning kitchen, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Full catering kitchen, which is included in the cost of your rental. So that gives you the freedom to choose whatever caterer you would like, or bring your own home cooking.
Yeah. Okay. So what is, if somebody wants to end up using that part of the facility, how does that process, how does it work? Just to try to get the facility. Walk me through that process.
Literally, it's very simple. You just give us a call, decide, hey, I'm looking for a specific date. Let us know what type of event you're looking to hold there. We'll have you come in, take a tour. You know, we want to give you the opportunity to see our entire facility. You would just need to fill out a contract and place a refundable deposit to secure that date. You're looking at 6,100 square feet of ballroom, 350 person capacity, but we have additional meeting rooms as well.
In case that wasn't enough.
Yes.
Well, if you want something smaller.
Yes, full conference feel, or if you wanted something a little bit more intimate for a baby shower or something of that nature.
Yeah. So what are some of the events that you have coming up?
Oh, well, as you know, it is Mardi Gras season. Yeah. So we've had some of our...
I don't think you get lived here this weekend and not know that.
Yes. And so we have plenty of crew balls, and we are booked for weddings. We are rounding into wedding season. So we have a nice, wonderful list of couples coming in to tie the knot. And of course, local nonprofits definitely utilize our venue to hold banquets and fundraising events and things of that nature.
Okay, so if we needed to get in touch with you to find out more, how do we do that?
Oh, you have several ways. You can give us a call at 850 436-5198, as well as visit us at playpensacola.com and check out our Facebook page. So we post pictures of many of our events to give you wonderful decorating ideas and showcase the variety of events we have.
Awesome. See, even for being a rookie, she's doing really good.
She does a fantastic job promoting our department. She really does.
So, okay. So what else do you have going on, Tanya? Because, I mean, with this many parks and this, I didn't realize that your department was as big as it was prior to you coming on. Of course, I did a little research, so I was kind of educated on it. But there's so much that you guys do here in town.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's not just community centers. And we have leagues, athletic mm-hmm. leagues over at Exchange Park, at Roger Scott Athletic Park out by the airport. We also have several special events. If you've ever been out to the Community Maritime Park in the summertime, you know, the concert series, Blues on the Bay, sponsored by Blues Angel Music. We do a concert series. We have concerts every Sunday that the Blue Wahoos are not in town.
Right.
From May to end of August, beginning of September.
So will you be doing that again this year?
We will be doing that again this year. We are looking for more sponsors too. So if there are any businesses out there that want to get your name out there and be in front of a music crowd, this is your opportunity. We also do the drive-in movie series.
Yeah, which I thought was really cool.
It's a great event. It's a great family event. You know, all of our events are family friendly.
Sure.
But, you know, that one is a really, really fun time to bring the kids out, just spread out a blanket and enjoy a movie under the stars.
Yeah. Okay. So for somebody that's never been, explain to them how it all works and looks, because it's not really a drive-in as much as it is just sort of come and park yourself on the grass, right?
Well, and you can do both, actually. Last year, we had some construction going on in the park, mm-hmm. so we technically weren't a drive-in movie last year. But this year, we are going back to the drive-in concept. You'll be able to throw you down a blanket on the grass and watch the movie from the grass, or you can sit in your vehicle. We'll have a special area just for the vehicles mm-hmm. that you can park your car just like you're at an old drive-in movie.
Minus the roller skates.
Yeah, but, you know, bring a picnic basket. We will have concessions, mm-hmm. but you're welcome to bring a picnic basket. You know, if you've got a family of 2, 3, even 4, 5,
so complete free entertainment.
Free entertainment.
Very cool. Okay, so what else?
We've got a touch a truck event coming up in March. It's going to be on March the Sheriff and Police Department's Guns versus Hoses charity softball game too. So a great time for that day, 10 to 2. I think it's the hours for that event. And then the following weekend, March the 19th, is our big, huge Easter egg hunt out at Roger Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With like 20,000 eggs or something ridiculous.
Over 20,000 eggs. Yeah, I think it's more than that. It's fantastic. And you'll get to have your picture made with the Easter Bunny, play carnival games, bounce houses, you name it. We have it out there. Yeah. Bubbles galore.
Yes.
So, okay. So how does all of this stuff get funded and done? I mean, is it all the city or are there fundraisers for this? Can people get involved to help?
People can get involved. Can help us by sponsoring or they can help us by volunteering. You know, we do need a great number of volunteers to help, you know, put on these events and kind of keep, you know, everything flowing smoothly during the event.
And clean up's
a big thing. But yes, it really does take the whole community come together to make these things happen. You know, we are fortunate to have some funding from the department, but it also does take sponsorships and volunteers to make it all happen.
Okay. So where can we send them if they want to help?
If they would like to help, they are welcome to contact me. I am in the office Monday through Friday. And you can email me at tvaden@cityofpensacola.com or just give me a call at 436-5672. And we will get you in line with the event that is right for you and your business.
Very cool. Okay, so what's next for you guys?
Well, the next thing coming up for us is going to be probably the Touch Truck event in March. And, you know, we'll roll right on through into summertime. We'll have summer camps kicking off in
okay, well, let's talk about that because you know every parent right now who is probably thinking, oh, I should probably start planning for that because they fill up quick.
They fill up really quick. And, you know,
it's not the same when we went. We had one camp all summer. Now, now you've got 30 different camps.
We do. We have lots of specialty camps. We have a full day camp program that runs Monday through Friday. And, you know, it's really for kids ages 6 to 12. Mm-hmm. But then we have specialty camps as well. You know, there's sports camps, there's outdoor adventure camps, yeah. Dance camp. We have just about every kind of camp you can imagine. And it's really relatively low cost for individuals, mm-hmm. but we also do want to make sure that it's affordable for everybody.
Sure.
So we have a scholarship program, the Al Condon Scholarship Program. And if businesses are interested in donating to that, that can help send kids who might not otherwise get the chance to go
right.
to summer camp.
So how do you apply for the scholarship?
You apply through our department. It mm-hmm. is income based, and basically just contact the Parks and Recreation Department and we'll start walking you through the paperwork and everything.
So. Yeah. Okay. So if somebody else wanted to set up a scholarship in their name, they could do that as well too,
oh,
right?
Yes. We would invite, mm-hmm. we would welcome that yeah. as well.
I'm sure some other kids would be really happy yes. if you did that too. So how do you go about enrolling in any of these summer camps? I mean, are you guys ready to start taking names and all that?
We actually start taking names usually in April and we'll start taking registration then.
Which isn't that far away.
It is not that far away. And really and truly, a lot of parents start planning about this time of year for their yeah. summer camp plans because they want to plan their vacations. They want to plan, you know, what weeks their child wants to go to this yeah. camp or that camp. Because some kids do, you know, multiple camps and or maybe do something different every week.
You almost don't have a choice these days. I'm telling you, it used to be there was one camp we went, you know, it was like that's where you went for 3 months all day right. long. Now you have to choose.
You have choices.
Yeah, well, they think they have choices.
Right. It's up to mom and dad, really.
Yeah.
And you don't have to stop at just planning for summer camp. A lot of these programs and interests we offer
right, year, all year
round.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you can start enrolling your children into classes and programs that we are offering currently if you want to see if they are interested in dance or karate, or if you want to take them to karate while you are taking Zumba and Tai Chi,
right.
those options are available. And we really offer these amazing activity guides that highlight all of our classes across all of our resource centers. So you can definitely find something for you and your family.
Okay. And you don't have to live in the county to be able to partake in this, do you?
No, absolutely not. We have everything is open to everybody, whether you're a city resident, county mm-hmm. resident, or if you're, you know, a snowbird and you're just yes. here visiting
just
or,
hanging
or
out,
you're
huh?
here in the summer and you're just here to hang out.
Yeah. Very cool. So, okay, one more time, let's tell them where they can find all of this information, because it's a lot.
Well, they can find all this online at playpensacola.com, or mm-hmm. they can follow us on Facebook at Play Pensacola FL, so mm-hmm. FL for Florida, or they can follow us on Twitter at Play Pensacola.
Awesome. Okay, so what have we missed? Is there anything else that you know that we have to cover for you guys?
Well, currently at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center, if you are interested in doing a lunch and learn, mention you heard us today on Pensacola Business Radio, and you can receive our $75 per hour offer upon booking your event before March 31st.
Very cool. So there you go. So lunch and learns. Okay. So what are some of the other cool things that you've seen since you've been here at that event center so far?
Oh, I've seen it all and I love it. We have a variety of very creative decorators that come mm-hmm. in, some of the best caterers that have no problem providing us with a plate or a taste of their creations. But one thing that I love is that it is such an open community. So yeah. you have the opportunity to use whatever vendor you like, use whatever caterer. You can bring in your own alcohol with additional stipulations,
right.
but those opportunities are available. So I love the diverse community that we have. We have a variety of different nonprofits, yeah. a variety of just good home fashion fun.
Yeah. So how easy is it for me as a caterer or as somebody who may be preparing food for this event? How easy is it for me to be able to come in and do that? Do I need to sign any other contracts? Do I need to meet with you first?
Fortunately for us, you don't have to meet with us. It's all about the guest and yeah. what the guest wants. If you are their caterer of choice, then we are here to help you the best we can with utilizing our kitchen, but we imagine you're the expert.
yeah. So if I needed to get in there to see the kitchen, to see what I was working with, we could do that too. Right?
Oh, yes. You can get a full tour. We are an open community center during the day. And so you can walk around. We'll give you a tour of the ballroom area, that wonderful Pensacola Bayfront view.
Yeah.
We have
that's
those
right.
Floor,
it's all glass, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Floor to ceiling windows. We yes. are right on the water.
Yeah.
So it's an amazing opportunity to just have that time to sit in there and really let people know what we have to offer.
Yeah. Very cool. So I want to know how, and I've heard this before again too, but you got to refresh me. How did the name become what it is?
For Play Pensacola?
No. For the center.
Community center?
Yeah.
Well, wonderfully enough, we had two wonderful community centers.
That was it.
So we had Sanders Beach and we had Corinne Jones. And then we had Ivan. And so,
yeah. Yep, there you have it.
So that's the community came together to literally combine and promote this great opportunity of bringing both community centers together as one and creating the wonderfully large and well accommodating space it is now.
See, and I had forgotten because I think we learned a little bit about that in Leap, and I was trying to remember why is the name so long. And that's right. It was two before, right?
Yes.
But they weren't both in that location. Is that correct?
No, they were fairly close, fairly literally close together, and so it just became convenient for everyone.
Yeah, to have one big awesome facility.
Yes.
Very neat. So, is there any plans to add on to the facility at all in the future?
I cannot say never. It's always a possibility, something we would enjoy the opportunity to expand and touch more of our community. So I can definitely say that don't discredit or discount that option.
Sometimes you just got to ask the right questions.
That's all. Plant that seed.
That's right. So, okay, Tanya, anything else that you've got? What comes after spring? I mean, what do you have going during the summer?
Well, besides our summer camps, we have leagues that basically run year round.
Yeah.
We have adult kickball and softball pretty much year round. So if you want to sign up for
that. Yes, she said kickball, by the way.
Kickball, that's right.
And it's huge.
It is.
There's like 30 something teams, isn't there?
At least. Yeah. And what a great way to, build your team up at work, but to put together a kickball, kickball league team and get together, a couple of nights a week and, work out some of your work frustrations, but also, build some team camaraderie.
Yeah. I don't think you've really grown in this world unless you've had a pink rubber ball blasted against your face at some point. So, okay. So kickball, is there soccer? Two?
There is soccer.
Okay,
we have spring soccer and fall soccer.
Okay.
So we're actually registering right now for a spring soccer program. We're also registering for youth volleyball for girls and for girls fast pitch softball as well. So those are all spring programs. And then we have a t-ball and baseball program over at the Fricker Resource Center as well. So we're registering for all of those youth programs right now. And then throughout the summer, we go into summer camp mode and, keep our adult leagues going. We've got, the tennis center, of course, and the golf course. But then in the fall, we start picking back up with our dance program. It starts all over again. Mm-hmm. So May, we'll have a recital for our dance program. And it picks back up in August, starts a whole new season, a whole new series of classes. And so that kicks off again. And then, just our special events keep going throughout the year well too, and after school programs, they kick off again.
Yeah.
Which incidentally, Vickery Center has been closed for about the last year and a half, just reopened in November, and we currently are not offering the after school program there, but it will pick back up in August once the 2017 school year starts.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So this could be an easy way for not only your children, but for you to find out if these activities are anything that you may want to pursue in a different level.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
So, cause I know my kids who's changed their mind 10 times already on what they want to do, but usually inquired some form of initial investment, into a larger program than I thought I was signing up. But it sounds like you guys have a very easy way for kids to really just sort of test the waters and find out what they do want to do as well.
We really do. And it's not that expensive to take our programs. So, we try to make them, like I said, affordable for everybody. And so, you're not going to be out a ton of money if you just want to try us out.
Yeah. Yeah. If your kid decides they don't want to do that anymore. I don't want that anymore. So, yeah. Well, very cool. Well, we're kind of close here on time, but I'm going to ask you again, is there anything else that you want to let people know about?
Well, we just, we would love to have you come out and try out one of our events or try out one of our programs, like we said, and see for yourself. Pick up one of our activity guides that Megan mentioned. Those are all available at our resource centers, and we've got them around town too in different places. Visit Pensacola has them. The libraries have them. So they're basically all over town. You can pick one up and If you can't find a place to pick one up in person, then go online at playpensacola.com and you can look at it right there online and even flip the pages.
Perfect. And then you got a number for them to get you at the Corinne Center?
Oh, yes. You can call 850-436-5198.
Perfect. All right. Well, I want to thank both of you for coming out and hanging out with me on this sunny Monday afternoon. So
thanks for having us.
Okay. Thank you. And you guys can find us at PCola Radio X on Twitter or at PCola BRX on Facebook or on our webpage at pensacola.businessradiox.com. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.